Hello, I'm Todd Redden, Senior Pastor at New Beginnings Christian Center, located at 7247 State Fair Boulevard, Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day. There is no doubt that the Lord is powerful and mighty. The Lord is awesome. But of all his exploits and demonstrations of his power, one that I'm most appreciative of is his ability and willingness to forgive. Take it from me, one day you will need his forgiveness. To be sure, some of the greatest miracles we receive are the ones we can never testify of, because the Lord graciously grants us forgiveness and adds no shame. One scripture reads in Psalm 133-4, "If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who should stand? But there is forgiveness with you." Another powerful scripture is found in Daniel 9:9, "To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness." I'm reminded of David described in Acts 13:22, "I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, who will do my will." David understood the power of forgiveness. David, who was blessed beyond measure in every area of his life. One day, while gazing over his balcony, he beholds a beautiful woman belonging to a man most faithful to him and who was a soldier in his army. David desires that which he cannot have honorably, another man's wife. David, taking advantage of his position as king, takes the woman, conceives a child with her, and attempts to cover up his sin by having her husband killed. But sin, no matter how well hidden, is always in plain view of God. David will rediscover this lesson later in life as well, that sin often affects others, specifically people we love. David and Bathsheba's baby was stricken with illness, which the child would not recover. The Bible says in 2 Samuel 12:16 through 17, "David therefore pleaded with God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night on the ground. So the elders of his house arose and went to him to raise him up from the ground, but he would not, nor would he eat food with them. The child died, and David did something peculiar. When David is notified of the child's death, the Bible says in verse 20 that he arose from the ground, washed and anointed himself, and changed his clothes, and he went into the house of the Lord and worshiped. Then he went to his own house, and when he requested, they set food before him, and he ate." Because of this experience, one of David's most powerful psalms, Psalm 51, is written. Here are a few verses, Psalm 51, 1-3. "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." Psalm 51:7, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice." And finally, Psalm 51:10-13, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." What are we to learn from David? David was able to rise from the ground and go on because he repented, asked for God's forgiveness, received God's incredible forgiveness, and finally, he forgave himself. God is so amazing. He is the righteous judge, forgiving the most unforgivable. You will not live an unscathed life. You will make mistakes. So remember, repent, ask God to forgive you, receive God's forgiveness, and forgive yourself. Just forgive yourself. This is Todd Redden, Senior Pastor at New Beginnings Christian Center, located at 7247 State Fair Boulevard, Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day.